Blog Talk Radio.
Living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter by sitting you, so we can walk it out. Ooh, Monday, we can walk it out.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, hello to all of you folks across the country and around the world. We're going to thank Andra Day for that beautiful song, and you are rising up, so congratulations. No matter what you have gone through and what you're going through, help is on the way, because Dr. Clark is in the house, and we're going to all be prayed up for you and all that you do and want to do. So let's just take it away, Dr. Clark. Good morning.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening for wherever you may be across this country and in this world. It is indeed a pleasure and an honor to be back with you all today to continue the conversation. I thought that it would be a good idea to kind of do some recapping, since we've had some disconnect through our time together. And when you're dealing with materials and when you're dealing with such a topic that can be so heavy, a lot of times it's good to go back so that we can have those reminders of things. So during our time together, we have been talking about this whole phenomenon of grief and loss, and why are we making such a big deal out of it, and why now? Why can't we just let it be? Why can't we just hear about it? Why can't we just experience it and have our own experiences and just move on from it and live our lives? Those are the big questions, right? Well, why can we not do those things? It's because when we do not attend to the grief and the losses and the mourning that we have experienced in our lives, we're not able to move forward. We think we're moving forward. We think we've put it behind us, and we're getting up every morning and we're going to work or we're going to school or we're engaged in our day-to-day activities, but are we really living? Or have we learned to put that mask on, suck it up, keep it inside, continue to exist? So we're no longer living, but we're existing. We are here physically, but where are we emotionally? Where are we intellectually? Where are we vocationally? Where are we in who we are and our being and how we show up in a particular space? Our own space being the most important place we need to show up and fully be present with ourselves. And so that's why we talk about this whole phenomenon of grief and loss, as painful as the ingredients and the components of such an event can be. We must work through them so that we can get these things out. Oftentimes we have these experiences. We know something's going on, but we just can't put a name to it, and we just can't pinpoint what it is. We know that we're having some moments of sadness. We know that we're having some moments of where we're depressed. We know that we're having some moments of being angry and lashing out. And we're having some moments where we're having these conversations with ourselves and our mind about the woulda, coulda, shoulda. Well, maybe if I did this, or what if I would have done that? Or, God, why is this happening? Why is that not happening? We may go through those moments where we have some kind of peace with things, but we just can't quite put our finger on what are all these different things that are happening to me. Sometimes all at one time, and we seem like we're just in a fog. And so as we start to sit with ourselves and we start to sit with these feelings and we sit with these emotions, we can sometimes relate them back to an unresolved loss somewhere along the way. May have been when you were 6 years old and you lost your favorite pet or you lost your favorite teddy bear. And because of the strong connections you had, you never just really dealt with losing Mr. Teddy and all the ways that Mr. Teddy made you feel good. Because, see, when you were in high school, you had your first breakup, you know, and that loss from that relationship. And then you found yourself in relationships that just don't seem to go well, and you're not able to really navigate those relationships. So those relationships don't last. Could be you lost your dream job because of the economy, because of COVID. You've lost several loved ones out of this last 2.5 years, going into 3 years of this experience. And sometimes we really don't know, but when we sit down and we start to allow ourselves to pick through and sift through the wheat, the light bulb goes on. It's like, well, dang, I'm still hurting. I'm still grieving. Experiencing this loss. And it's okay. That's what makes it relevant. The topic of grief and loss will never lose its relevancy. It will always be relevant because they are events that no matter how much we try to escape them, no matter how much we try to run from them, we're going to happen. We experience life. The other appointment that we have no control over is when we transition. That's an appointment we all have. We can't delay it. It will happen when it is supposed to happen. We can only prepare for it in how we leave things for those who we will leave behind at that time. So this whole thing of grief and loss, we can definitely put some things in place, but we're not going to be able to escape the experience of having it one way or another. Again, whether it's tangible, whether they're intangible losses. Mr. Brown, feedback?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sitting here reading three emails, and I think they're connected. So I just kind of want to throw those at you, as you have been summarizing, okay? The first one said, when do I know I'm better? Let's, if you answer that one, not, I'll read the other two at the same time.
When do we know we are better? The truth of the matter is, grief and loss is a lifelong journey. And our journey to healing becomes a lifelong process. We know that we are better when we are able to embrace the pain of that loss and live a life that we have created that allow accomplish our goals and to honor the person or the thing that we have lost. Remember, being better doesn't mean that it all goes away. Being better just means that now I know how to navigate through the stages and not feel stuck. So I might still cry. But even how I cry is different. I might still be sad, but even my sadness feels different. I might still try to bargain and do the woulda, coulda, shoulda, but it was the weight that we carry from the initial impact of it is not going to feel as heavy anymore because you have been able to give yourself permission along the way to experience all the experiences that you need to have. Does that make sense?
Whoa, it makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense. Okay, fasten your seatbelt. Number two, I got a settlement after my grandmother died. I had a lot of money, but I couldn't buy away the pain.
Absolutely right. The loss of our loved ones is priceless. And no amount of money can bring them back. I had that experience with my brother, my younger brother that got shot and killed by the police. They started this big, of course, civil suit. And at the time, I was I just finished working with the police department for 5 years. And they kept going to court and kept going to court and kept going to court. I wouldn't go because my thought was, it doesn't matter how much money they try to offer, it's not going to bring my brother back.
Keep it real.
So what am I going to take off work for? Keep putting in time off to go sit here and listen to people say a bunch of malarkey that at the end of the day is not going to change the circumstances on the inside of me. May have benefited my dad and his mom externally, but I can't replace what I've lost on the inside. So you're right, having a settlement will not buy that happiness back. It would afford you to be able to start to create. So what I encourage you to do with that is to start to see how you can create ways with what was left to you that would honor grandma and do something that will make grandma proud with that. Because it was left for you for a reason. And that reason was so you can find a way to do something for yourself that's going to make you a better person or afford you the opportunity to do some things you weren't able to do maybe before and honor the loved one in that way. And maybe that can help to ease some of the pain. But it definitely will not buy the experience and the love that was lost.
Wow. Okay. The last one, they were very simple with it. It reads, the loss took something out of me.
That's the statement?
Yeah.
Every loss that meaningful is going to take something out of you. Remember, our losses and our grief are relational. So depending on the relationship that you had with that figure, with that person, with that thing, with that object, it will take something out of you. It will drain you of your energy. It will drain you of your ability to reason. It will drain you at times of your spirituality. Sometimes it just drains you of your being. And that's why it's so important that once we realize that the heaviness and the weight of this loss is taking all of the fuel that I have and is totally emptying out my cup, we must address it. Because when we continue to allow ourselves to operate from an empty cup, that's when we will start to manifest the physical illnesses that come from that. That's where our headaches come from, our stomach aches come from, our depression will start to sit in, and those mental health things will start to take a toll of us. And so I'm encouraging you to find someone to help you start to slowly fuel yourself and give yourself some of the protein and some of the nutrients back into your body. Loss has drained and sucked from you like a vacuum. And so now we need to reverse that and start to put the fuel back into your body so that you can live again. I encourage you to give yourself permission to do that. Mr. Brown?
I'm sorry if it seems as though I'm a little bit speechless, but we're hitting some really heavy points. Folks, I hope it's as important to you, those who have had losses, as it is to me and the other listeners. This is a tremendous time. I'm going to go to our quick commercial break, because when we come back, there has been one more question that has popped up on the screen before we turn it back to Dr. Clark to summarize or to address that particular concern and then give us her closing remarks. Folks, our show is being brought to you by Flashback Academy. We understand that the economy is rough, gas gone through the roof, and life is no more the way it was. We've lost some of our financial liberties and freedoms just because the cost of things is somewhat strangling us. So we know that there's a lot of seniors, unfortunately, at their age, did not realize that things would go up so high they couldn't pay their taxes on the home that they had been working so hard to afford, and now they're facing homeless, and some of them are already out there. But through Flashback Academy, we not only help veterans and former foster care youth, but we also reach out with resources for our seniors. And what I do know about Dr. Clark is that she cares about our seniors just as well as she cares about the infants or young people that she has an opportunity and a blessing to be able to serve. So your dollar does go a long way when you can afford it. Send a dollar to $Flashback Academy, and you'll be glad that you did. Now back to our show. The question that the next email came in was, why is it important to know where I am at emotionally? I think you kind of covered that early on.
Okay. It's important to know where we are at emotionally, and I'm going to assume that they're talking about in the grieving process.
Yes.
It's important to know where we are emotionally, because knowing our emotional state helps us to be able to dictate and navigate where we are in these stages. Our emotional state begins in the mind, right? Begins with the mind. We started talking about it 2 weeks ago, the mindset. Your space, the space in your head, in your mind, is the most precious space that you can ever have. That space in your head where all of your emotions gather and your emotions are formulated and your emotions are navigated. It's a very sensitive and sacred space. And whenever there's something in that space that will attack or come against the balance in that space, we're not able to move forward. And so it's important that we know that we are emotionally balanced at all times. Yeah, we're going to fall out of balance, but it's important that we recognize, wait a minute, something's a little off, and then be able to put the necessary skills in place and strategies in place to bring our emotional state back into alignment. Because our emotions navigate how we conduct ourselves and how we show up and how productive we are or how productive we are not. So our emotional space is sacred, and so that's why it's important to always know where we are emotionally.
Wow. I guess that makes a lot of sense and helps bring it home. Just really want to thank you, Dr. Clark, for providing the clarity. And if our listeners wanted to take one of your classes or purchase your book, can you share that information for them, please?
Sure. I can be contacted at info@rotm.la or drclark.rotm@gmail.com. Or you can contact me by phone at 818-646-6604. My classes are not just the grief and loss classes. They are all a part of, the grief and loss workshops are a part of my whole wellness program, which are the 8 dimensions of wellness. And so you can take those classes individually. You can take them as a package. I have free consultations, so give me a call, and I'll be more than happy to set up a free consultation with you to see if it's something that you choose to, a journey that you choose to take with me, because you're not in this by yourself. I'm definitely walking it with you along the way.
Excellent. Dr. Clark, how does someone make the choice, or do you make it for them, whether they should be in one-on-one or in a group setting?
That is totally up to the individual. If they prefer to be amongst others that they feel more comfortable sharing that experience with, or if they choose to do it in a one-on-one setting, it's up to them. They may start one-on-one to build themselves up and then say, you know what, I think I'm ready to share this, you know, with others and be a part of something, you know, larger. So it's totally up to them.
Okay. Is it recommended or okay that they bring someone with them?
Absolutely. Definitely. I encourage you to bring a support person with you. So when you're bringing a support person, make sure it's someone that can be just that, supportive. How someone supports you going through this process when you are going through grief and you're dealing with loss, it's going to be important. You don't want that person that's there that's going to say, okay, so-and-so wouldn't want you to do this. Come on, be strong. Come on, you have this. Come on, we can do this. You don't need a cheerleader like that. You need someone that will allow you to be you in this time. You need someone that can be empathic towards what you're going through. And sometimes you just need somebody to just sit there and just be present. So make sure, it may not be your homegirl, may not be your homeboy, may not be your mom, it may not be your dad, it may not be a family member, it may be someone, you know, outside. Only you know who that person that you can rely on to take the journey with you.
Wow. So, folks, I guess we can sometimes look at, we're running out of excuses, and we do want to continue to build on who we have become today and the potential for what we can become tomorrow. And if you need to hold somebody's hand to get it done, that's okay too. So Dr. Clark is preparing for her wrap-up, and I'm going to have another special song for you. And hopefully that will help inspire you throughout your day and the week. And until we will be able to meet again next Thursday at 8 p.m., tune in, and you got time to tell a friend. And remember, you can always call in should you want to ask a question or make a statement. And that call-in number is 319-527-6090. Dr. Clark, can you take us home now?
Sure. In the words of Dr. Alan Wolford, my grief journey has no destination. I will not get over it. The understanding that I don't have to be done is liberating. I will mourn this death for the rest of my life. Until then, next time, give yourself room to grieve. Good day, everyone.
Wow, that was very, very powerful and moving. And as I mentioned, I got a song for you folks that hopefully will help kick in your day. Probably can't serve as well as what Dr. Clark has just shared with us, but we're going to try to help piggyback on that.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, something without one enough that's heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. When the day that lies ahead of me seemed impossible to fail, when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. And when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I, and the world's all right with me. I just want to look at you, and I know it's all of me. Thank you.